till you make it rain. From my face.
Tonight I'll be giving you brain. How my dog said, I want to sit on somebody's sweet, sweet, sweet water. You hear me? Little parched.
Nah, I don't hear nothing about that. Some of these women don't deserve under that there.
You can't just sit on anybody's water, you know? Like, a lot of them women, you know, water ain't been tested, you know. Water is contaminated and everything, and we definitely don't want to pollute our bodies. But I'm with you on that part. You can't just be putting your mouth on anything. Like, you don't know what, you know.
I'm for a different. Destiny, Aquafina, Fiji. I don't know nothing about nothing. That's only water I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when they talk about how, like, ladies squirt and all that, it really, like...
No,
really
I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. You said
you know what
I'm talking about. Nestle, Pure Life.
You know what they say that really is, though.
Body armor.
Hey, yo, Maddie Ams and Wood checking in, my brother. What's going on, man? Like, I'm sick of this freaking snow, bro. This snow has got to go, fam. It's killing my vibe, bro.
Talk like we got a whole bunch of snow. It's beautiful out here.
For someone
who has an affinity for snow, I'm surprised you having trouble with it.
I don't have no affinity for snow. I have an affinity for women that look like snow. That's a big difference. Big difference.
Paint the picture for us, Picasso.
Well, I'm very much an RT.
Well, brother, what is we here for?
I'm sorry. Like, I thought I was going, you know, try to, like, you know, segue us into that beautifully. Like, I need, like, patience. Patience, my brother. Like, we're going to get there. Just walk with me, okay? All right, so.
What's the problem? This subject we're going to speak about, I have no patience for.
Well, you know, brother, I love tapping in with the women in the literal and the figurative sense. So I love to just be in the presence of a woman. I like to pick the brain of women. I like to be in a woman's company, all kinds of things. I just love me a woman. You understand me? I love women. Mm-hmm. Love. So I took it to Snapchat yesterday, as I do with a lot of things. And this is the question that I posed to all of my female, what's the word that I should use? Constituents, contemporaries. Some of them I know and met and, you know, kicked it with. Others I've never, whatever. The fact of the matter is that this is the question that I posed. I don't know where I got this from last night. It's just something, I guess, that was on my heart, right? Or bless my little heart. So I asked the ladies, I'm like, in y'all's eyes, why do relationships fail? And I got some responses from an assortment of ladies of all different types of colors and backgrounds. We do not discriminate. We look all the same. Yes, indeed, we do. So
yes, we do.
I am here to divulge the reception that I got from the women, and us being the men that we are going to dissect, digest all of these responses, and we are going to, you know, have healthy dialect and conversation for tonight's podcast. According to the ladies, these are some of the reasons why relationships fail. Now, I'm going to do all of the women that responded to my snap yesterday a service. I am indeed going to shout them out. I'm not going to put your governments and things out there, whether I know you from a can of paint or whether, you know, I don't really know you at all. But I'm definitely going to give credit where credit is due, because, you know, we love tapping in with the women and picking their brains and everything. So unless you got something that you kind of want to add to that, I know you're a little impatient. I ain't going to keep you waiting that much longer. All right?
Now, I hope some of these responses wasn't foolish.
These responses are,
I just want to give this discretion. If some of them are foolish, we're going to tear that mess down. We're going to tear that mess all the way down. So,
I'm going to need you to pick your words carefully, because what you're not going to do is have it to where these women is irate and upset and mad at me. I'm going to give them their fair shake. I'm going to give them their credit. And we're going to have a healthy exchange. That's all we're here to do. We're going to have us a healthy exchange.
And
we're
going to tell them it's their fault, if it's their fault.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, you better put your seatbelt on, buckle up. Never mind. I ain't even going to finish the rest of that. We'll get to that.
I'm going to go on a ride with Maddie Ams and Wood. It's about to be good for your soul, good for your mind and body.
I'll let y'all know off the strength, off the muscle. You understand me? Like, I'm just a bachelor, and I'm so indeed looking for a partner. Come on, somebody. Somebody that knows how to ride without even falling off. Yes, indeed. Oh, man. Okay. Let's go here. Shout out to Bree. She says because niggas are dumb.
You go, they are female niggas.
And I asked her to go deeper with that, but she must have got caught, you know, doing something and never really got back to me on that, you know, shout to her. But yeah, man, she accused niggas of being dumb, and I didn't take, you know, I had no strife with that. You know, I know that I am a man, so, you know, men and niggas are not mutually exclusive. You hear me? So that really didn't deter me either way. But yeah, man, she said because niggas is dumb. Let's talk about it, bro. That's niggas is dumb.
I wanted to let you know she don't got no man in her life, but she also need to realize that females are niggas too. Female niggas, and they are dumb. She just may sound like she might be one of them. You know what? It's females like that that make comments like that that lets me know they don't know how to be treated, one, or they don't know how to treat a real man, or, and three, that they've only had niggas in their life. Hey, that's your fault, baby.
Come on now. We have got to take some type of accountability in 2020. You hear me? No longer are we just giving passes. I have no patience for it anymore. Sorry, I just don't. It breaks my heart that there are some women out there that are, you know, like that, where they are void of that man that has all of the intangibles to help them grow, you know, peace and tranquility and things. And
nah, brother, nah, don't feel that type of way. Women like that have a man in their life and they pass on.
But I would agree.
No apologies needed. Nah, it's their own fault when they want to accept a good man in their life. And maybe it's because they're broken. That could be possibly. Or it could be possible they don't know how to embrace a good man when they have one.
I have no discrepancies with that, because here lately, that's how I really began to crack open conversations, particularly when it's a chick that you're getting to know and it's like the old, same old, like, I'm tired of being hurt. I done been hurt. Oh, wah. I get sick of hearing that, bro.
I'm so tired of being hurt. Well, doggone, I'm pretty sure men is tired of being used. But we ain't saying nothing about that now, is we? I rest my case.
Hurt.
H-U-R-T. Hurt. As in what? Like, hurt.
Like what you done did? You done stubbed your toe on the way to the bathroom? That type of hurt? Get out of here with that bull crap.
What about that metal thing on the edge of the bed? What is it, like the railings? The metal railings? You know, the bed railings and stuff?
Mm-hmm. The rail.
What?
You done stubbed your toe. Maybe if your tail was stopped hiding in the dark and put on some light, maybe you would have saw that skin right there. But we ain't talking about nothing.
All right. Another reason, according to a lovely lady, as to why relationships fail. Shout out to Nicole. Nicole had said that they failed because of dishonesty and unloyalty.
So is men the only one that's dishonest and loyal? Is that what we're
no.
doing now?
I think the way that she had put it to me, it was more like... It was more broad. It wasn't exclusive to men, period. Some women hit me up as, I guess, a free range to get a whole lot of information for their experiences and things. But with Nicole, I didn't get that at all. I believe that is mutually exclusive.
Did she say that broad or did she say men?
She said it in the broad sense. She didn't like
see
that. This a woman that got a little age on her. I mean, she ain't like old, but you know, she's older. You know what I'm saying? She, you know, she's experienced. So you wouldn't just, you know, come out and say something, you know, so frivolous like that. You understand me? So it was more broad.
Okay, so what that means to me is, one or two things. Either that's happened to her, or she has done it to somebody else, or both has happened.
It's plausible.
Dishonesty. For one, this is what we talk about when we talk about character building. You should know somebody's character prior to being in a relationship with them, no matter if it's marriage or just casual relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend. You should know the character by that. You should already know if this person is dishonest, if you can trust this person, or if this person will hurt you. If you don't know that, then that speaks to your character, that you're being simple-minded. You need to have a sense of urgency and ask yourself simple questions as if this person will help me. It's more than just being dishonest. You got to be loyal, of course, but you still have to, you know, take accountability for yourself as well.
I have no quarrels with that assessment from you, period. Okay. Shout out to another lovely lady. by the name of Jessica, right? And Jessica went on to say, my brother, that in her eyes, relationships fail more or less because they aren't established on a solid foundation.
So she went biblical.
Well, she is the daughter of she is a preacher's kid.
Okay.
So she has. Let's talk about it. A wise man told me that if you're going to come from the Word of God, you better stick to the Word of God. Go ahead and bless the congregation with some conversation words.
All right, so from one preacher's kid to a preacher. Foundation has to be built, of course, as far as relationships done. However, you have to have your foundation built yourself before you can have a foundation built for someone else.
Take on it.
If you don't have your foundation built yet for yourself, then your foundation in a relationship will be rocky. First step is you both have to have a relationship with God. A relationship without God, personal, you don't know how to love. The Bible speaks on God is love. So if God is love, you have to learn how to love yourself and love God first before you can love anybody else. So she is correct as far as relationships fail because they're not built on the telephone. But first, you have to figure out what telephone they have. The Bible talks about not being unequally yoked. Well, that's not talked about in a relationship. It's talking about a believer being with a non-believer. So you have to establish what is it that we both believe in, first of all, because me being a holiness Pentecostal man, I can't be with someone who has different beliefs than me, because then if we have children, that causes conflict in the household. And conflict in the household is not of God, just like confusion is not of God. So I would say yes with her, that is correct. But first, an individual must know their foundation and have to build their foundation before they can reestablish a relationship on the foundation.
And I want to ask you this, right? She also had went on to say that there... Well, this is what our conversation, you know, kind of like had entailed. I had went on to tell her that it really disappoints me that in today's times, like you and I have had this conversation a time, that it seems as if we've lost the fundamentals of dating nowadays. And also how...
Well, let me ask you this. What is the true fundamentals of dating?
Dating is getting to know somebody. It's establishing a rapport, a foundation that hinges on consistent growth and promise if both parties work towards a common goal, if the common goal is indeed a common goal. It seems as if there are nuances, you know, within dating nowadays that are vastly different from what they were, you know, for our, you know, predecessors and things, and even for what you and I have grown to, you know, believe, you know, dating methods and actions and all that good stuff that falls under that umbrella ties into, just seems to be lost. Seems to be lost. And that, you know, that had like tied back into her broad point of it not being built upon like a solid foundation. And then like we had a very healthy exchange because she had mentioned how they fail because it's like you really don't know your partner's love language. You don't know what they like. you know really nothing about, you know, the person that you're dating and building with. You're not even making much of an effort, a valiant effort, in an attempt to get to know that person and what tendencies and they have and what they like, what they dislike, so that, you know, you can really grow to love them and honor them in the fashion in which you should. And I just had to take my hat off, and I really had to applaud her because, you know, like I said, that, you know, is an older gal. I'm not sitting here like trying to make it sound like y'all old heads and cougars, like, no, but, you know, it just, they say, you know, one of, you know, life's, you know, greatest teachers is indeed, you know, experience. And that isn't, you know, always the case. And sometimes it's like you can be super, you know, wild young, but, you know, if you have a conscience as to, you know, what it is that, you know, you value, and if you just get yourself up to speed on some things and do your homework and research, you'll find yourself to be very knowledgeable and, you know, all right. Nothing wrong with being astute, nothing wrong with being a nerd, a geek. You know, you just don't want to look ignorant and foolish out here in these streets, that's all. So, you know, in conjunction with her being a preacher's kid, you know, she knows. And I'm like, well, for you to be, you know, where you at in life, to be single, no kids, I was just curious. I'm like, why? And she's just like, you know, I'm not going to settle. I am in the comfort of my own skin, which is what you had alluded to moments ago about having, you know, a relationship with, you know, God, if, you know, you are of any Christian denominational beliefs and things, and a relationship with self before you can have a relationship or an appreciation of self with your relationship with self before you can have that with somebody else.
And that's what it's about. You have to be able to, first of all, you have to know the self worth. And then not just taking the man in and so forth. And then first of all, let me talk second what life five got in a row. Have your build that plan, won't take a attitude because you
know. Dang, bro, did you hit a bad spot?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, run that back. Run that back, man. We missed you, bro. We couldn't hear none of that.
I apologize. I said, first of all, Dime. Know your self worth.
Mm-hmm.
Know your self worth. Figure out who you are and love yourself. Secondly, figure out a plan for yourself. Once you figure out a plan for yourself, find you someone who can help add to and build your plan and not take away from your plan. Because if they take away from your plan, they're not meant for you. You want somebody that's going to be there for you and who will help build you, not just financially speaking, but mentally speaking, spiritually speaking. Have all yourself, have your stuff taken care of, have your mind right. Have your soul right, your spirit right, and be financially stable for yourself. No man should take care of a woman, and no woman should take care of a man, but we should be one team. Even if you're not married yet, even if you're not in one in God's eyes yet, you still should be a team to be able to take care of each other. Have your own and have your things together so that when someone or one of the other ones can't fend for themselves, you are not in a situation that you can't help and that y'all still not struggle. So you have to be able to have that relationship and that team effort in order to be together. This is what God meant for the man and for the woman. If you can't, if God sees fit that it's not meant for you to be by yourself and he puts someone in your life, make sure it's the right one. Make sure you ain't out here chasing dogs. Women is dogs and men can be dogs. Make sure you're not out here chasing dogs, but you're out here chasing a king or a queen. Not everyone is meant to be a king or a queen. But you have to have that discernment to be able to figure out who is for you and who is against you.
It's a lot of sheep
and
out here.
Do not get caught up in the fact of just wanting to be in a relationship to be in a relationship. My brother, Matty Ems, has always said, be in a relationship with the intent to marry and build a family and for a life together, not just to be by yourself.
I can't. It's a whole lot of sheep out here pretending to be wolves, bro. I don't be feeling it. You know, like, I be telling people, like, Yeah, of course, like, human nature always will kick in to where it's like, you done been single for a grip, you know, you lonely, and you know, you yearn for that companionship and everything. But I be telling shorties, like, look, I done been single for so long, I'm not easily swayed. See, back then when I was a young boy out here, you know, doing my numbers and all that kinds of stuff, I was dating for the moment. Fast forward, you know, a couple of years later, after some harsher ships, and I guess the word hurt, as the ladies like to say, you disappointment, agony, and anguish and everything, not always looking at it as, oh, this is a perfect window of opportunity for me to point fingers at whoever it didn't work out with. Like, no, like, I'm mature enough to be like, okay, you an exceptional woman. I know I'm an exceptional man. We just not exceptional for each other, and that's okay. But with each failed attempt that I've had at love, it's given me a better understanding of what it is that I truly value. So with that being said, I'm not finna just sit there. If I meet a chick today, she's pretty, she's attractive, she has a lot of things going for herself. Initially, I like the energy and, you know, looking to vibe and build. Like, no, like, after all of that, you know, that little, like, fascination phase, once that dissipates, I'm looking for whatever type of adversity is going to, I'm looking for adverse circumstances, like, not just with her, not just with me, but, you know, our dynamic, right? And I'm not just going to sit there. I'm just not in the moment anymore. And it won't take me long to figure out if you're somebody that I really want to, like, invest in long term. I don't care how many more days, weeks, months, years go by that I go, you know, single and not building towards no marriage, no parenthood or family life or none of that. Like, I am okay with that, because we are going to save this topic for another whole show. But I would much rather have a feeling that trumps all other insecurities as to who I'm really going to look to have that kind of, you know, life with. Can't just have that with anybody. You can't just have that with everybody. And I've learned that. At my discretion, I will continue to remain single until I know in my heart of hearts that I am with somebody that is definitely worth it.
As well as you should. Because okay. You shouldn't have to go through that. You shouldn't have to go through that by yourself.
Okay.
Never settle.
We got some more love. Okay, shout out to Shay, another lovely lady. And these are her words, bro. You there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Alright.
I think
she's like,
way.
She like, I couldn't tell you. Relationships ain't what they used to be. People don't believe in staying with one person. They more worried about how many bodies they can get. No one believes in growing old together, having a family. Everybody just out here having kids with whoever. Having five different baby daddies. Excerpts of, you know, our conversation. But that was the gist of her reason as to why relationships fail. Because nobody understands the meaning of being with one person. Everybody is for everybody, in her words.
Wait. Repeat that last little bit, because I sure enough want to make sure I heard that right.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Did you not pay your phone bill this month? Is that why you experiencing post-cellular reception wherever you at? They finna cut your crap off? You ain't pay your bill on time? Is it past due?
I added my bill to your account. So if my
are you hey, is you on borrowed time? Did you call a couple of days in advance to get your bill extended?
I tell you, like I just told you, if my phone getting cut off, it's your fault, because I added my account to your bill.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna run it back for you. I know you're a little slow. You don't really count.
Just the last part, because I heard what you said. I'm making sure I heard what you said.
or daggone get a Q-tip and clean out them nasty ears of yours, what you need to do. I thought I...
And that's the reason why you single. Hurry up, nigga. Don't no woman want to be with a nigga like you.
I don't know who the hell you talking to, nigga. Like, I ain't...
But go ahead.
I don't know who the hell
go
you
ahead.
Think you talking to,
go
bro.
Go ahead.
Shoot. What the hell wrong with you, shit? I mean...
Go ahead.
Am I... All right.
We gonna do it so with niggas like you who think women should wait on them hand and foot. That's just not so. Yeah, I said it, nigga.
I like a submissive woman.
You want a submissive woman, but she ain't no doggone slave. Now tell me what the girl said.
I ain't putting her in no shackles or nothing like that. I don't know, like...
That would be interesting.
Ooh,
shout out to Jack.
Oh, I ain't saying for me, I'm not about to be confined in no bed and no handcuffs or nothing like that, but if she down with something like that, I'm all cool.
Come on.
But, you know, let's stay on the top. Let's stay on course, right? She says, no one believes in growing old together and having a family. Everybody's just out here having kids, having five different baby daddies / baby mamas, excerpts.
Mm-hmm.
I know you heard that part. Now, if you didn't hear that part, then I'm going to call and schedule you an appointment on my behalf. And trust me, I'll make sure that my insurance covers it. You ain't going to have to worry about none of that. I got you.
Shoot, I take it. If you offer to pay it, I take it. You heard that part. You get a checkup, physical, and everything else if you're going to pay for it.
You reaching now. I gave you what she said. Now come on, talk to me, holler at me. That's her reason why our relationship failed. Shout out to Shay.
Now, I thought at the end of it you had said something about everybody is for everybody.
Well, those weren't her exact words. That's just me kind of like assessing what, you know, she's saying as I'm rereading it, right?
Okay,
and that's,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought this is what you had said that she had said. That's what I wanted to rehear. But no, I would agree. Well, I won't say I can agree with that. Because my current relationship, I do and can see myself growing old with the individual that I'm with. So I can't give her no power on saying that people don't want to grow old together. On the contrary, me and you have actually spoken on many occasions about what our life is going to be down the road, down the years with children and being married and growing old. So I can't really say that. My thing is, if she feels that way, one or two things. She is for everybody. She don't see herself growing old with anybody.
Bang, bang.
Two,
I shot you down.
Every guy that she has encountered has felt the same way she has, which means that's the reason why she keeps encountering the same guys over and over again. You're going to continue to attract and accept what you're used to and what you're going to accept and put up with. If I was to tell my current girlfriend that I don't see ourselves growing old together, she would break up with me because there's no sense of us being in a relationship. We're not going to waste time or waste each other's time for some nonsense.
She's going to break up with you regardless. Once somebody stops slipping something into her checking account every day or every month, Cash App, whatever, Western Union, whatever she got, you as good as gone, fam. She's going to break up with you regardless anyway. I don't know what the hell you sitting there trying to mislead these people thinking that you just this ideal man and that, you know, you are the option as opposed to being a option for these women out here. I don't know what the hell you get that from. You better get off your high and mighty. You ain't all that. I bet you couldn't even get a woman that was strung out on crack cocaine and heroin to come and even want to sleep with you, bruh. Sniff at you, let alone sleep with you. But I'm done with you, though. Go ahead and finish what you were saying. Go ahead.
Are you done? Are you done?
You got it. I just told y'all I was
that's
done.
That's coming from a nigga that ain't got no situation in no relationship at all. That's coming from a nigga that ain't got nothing. You are the reason these women are asking these questions.
Negative. This is coming from
the exact reason why you have no situation. That is the exact situation why you don't have no situation. That's the exact situation why nobody want to be with your narrow-minded tail. It's because you say stupid stuff like that. It's because you say stupid stuff like that. Don't no woman want no. Don't no woman want no soft man. That's the reason why your tail is single now. That's the reason why you get all these plays and they all fall out. Because don't no woman want no man who can't help them. Don't no woman want no man who can't defend them. And I rest my case. And I keep it continues going on because we were talking about relationships, why they don't last. And it's niggas like you is for why relationships do not last. It's women like that that ask these stupid questions or make these stupid statements, and it's niggas like you that they attracted to that makes it that nobody grows old together. That makes it that no relationship holds a stand. It's because stuff like that. It's because y'all niggas.
Charismatic, charming brothers like me that they love. You understand me? You understand me?
Well, if your tail was so charismatic and so charming, then where they at? Where the woman at? And
they all over. They all over. They all over the Sim continent.
Please elaborate. Please elaborate.
They all over the Sim continent.
Please elaborate.
We'll go ahead and keep it local, right? They all across the 50 states. They all it's lovely women all over the place. You understand me?
Didn't I tell you? Beautiful women worldwide. Tell me, really, yo, she ain't got none of them.
When you ain't got none of them. When you got comprehensive.
As many women as you sound, they basically your professor. It's a shame that she ain't got none of them. Women older than toes and towels and everything else. You ain't got none of them. Encountering women day in and day out, morning to evening, and you still ain't got none of them. You're right. Beautiful women everywhere, and you just ain't got none of them. There's none of them.
Shoot, I'm a dangerous man. I'm a very dangerous man. Look, I am single because I have to understand my value. I have been able to highlight my self-worth for a while now. Again, I'm not looking for somebody to spend the night with. I'm looking for somebody to spend the rest of my life with. That's why I'm single.
Well, that's not what you told me.
I had to fact check
when we ain't talking on the podcast.
I had to fact check you right quick. Cause you're talking out of turn.
No, sir. let's not go there. You talking about me looking for somebody to spend the night with? Well, doggone, you done bypassed me in your bag, nigga. If you want to talk about it. You talking about you all in the back of the truck with the tool box and everything, yo? Got the hard hat on, got the heat-resistant gloves, got the menopausal boots.
You heard what I told you? You heard what I told you? Yeah,
the toolbox. And pull out nothing yet.
I've been doing a whole lot of drilling, you understand me? You understand me? Don't come at me like that. I ain't sitting for you. Don't come for me like that. You know what it is with me.
It don't matter what you done did, partner. It don't matter what you done did, partner.
I don't know what the hell done got into you. Shoot. Before I reach in my dad on wrestling and grab this whole body that I got. Now, I don't do that much. The older I'm getting, I don't do that much talking.
The older you're getting with no reliable relationship. And no
raise your voice at me again and see what happened to you.
I don't want to hear none of that there, man.
Raise your voice at me again and see what happened to you. Raise it again and see what happened to you.
I
ain't the one.
Ain't got nothing to show for it,
I ain't the one. Better calm. You turn that volume all the way down.
The women say whenever they get into a relationship with you, nigga, you ain't the one. You might be a nice man. You just ain't my man. On to the next one. On to the next one. For the ones up in the balcony, on to the next one. You a great man. You a good man. You just ain't my man. I'm sorry, baby. Gotta go.
But that's okay. That's okay.
But what?
Everybody ain't for me. I ain't for everybody, you understand me? So don't sit there and try to make no mockery out of me just telling you what the situation is. I ain't never had no problem with women, period. Since I came in 93, I ain't had no problem. You hear me?
Well, if you ain't had no problem with the women, where they at? You can turn them all the way, Boogeyman. Come on with it. If you
have
no problem with the women, then where they at?
Like a daggone magnet. All I do is attract women. You understand me? You understand me?
Then where they at? Then where they at?
I can show you.
R. Kelly's keeping them in the closet. What you doing with them, partner?
Watch your daggone mouth. Don't play me like that. It ain't my fault. I had women waiting on me to turn 18. Old women waiting on me to turn 18. I can't help that. Let me tell you something. Never have I ever sat there and said, oh, I can't wait till she get of age. Never have I said that. Now, I don't know what the hell people like R. Kelly got going on, but that is not applicable to Maddie Ames. You understand me? Don't ever come to me like that. I done told you to watch your daggone mouth talking to me like you done lost your daggone mind, Negro.
And yet ain't nothing happened, partner. Now, we ain't get on. If you had a problem with me, we could have talked to them about this earlier. We
ain't
never talk about
these
things.
If it was an issue, I'd have been ran down on you. If it was an issue, I'd have been ran down on you. You understand me? I know
you
where
you
at.
I
know where you at.
So don't try to sell these people to wolf tickets.
I can see it now. The daggone shame that he had to go like that. I can see people talking in the hood. It's a shame he just couldn't keep his daggone mouth shut. But I tell you this, I'd rather see your mama cry than my mama cry now, Negro.
It don't matter, brother, because if you was to go, they both would be crying. But baby, I tell you what, I do my time. They'll never know what happened to Matty Yams.
Well, that's the thing.
Mess around
that's
with
the
me.
Thing.
Mess
that's
around
the
with
thing.
Me.
I won't leave no traces.
You ain't the only one to deliver packages, nigga. Believe that.
That sound kind of suspect. I don't even flow like that, bro.
You ain't the only one who can deliver the package, bro. I got 17 homies that come hit you up right now. I know where you rest your head, nigga.
Don't ever sit there and you got 17. It ain't nothing a man can do for me, dog.
I can tell you right now.
Period.
When I hit up that house, you're the only one that's going to be hit up because ain't no woman going to be in that house. I can tell you that. Shoot, better watch your lingo, nigga. Get back to the matter at hand. Talk about why these women mess up relationships.
And it'd be a shame how I be done messed up your life if you keep on talking to me like you ain't got no daggone sense. Period.
You want me to send the addy? You want me to send the address, partner?
Drop the daggone location. Go ahead and drop it. Cause I'm about to have enough of you.
151 Eastern. You know where it's at. 151 Eastern. You know where I'm be at.
I'm on the way. I'm checking out right now. We appreciate everybody that's been rocking out with us. You understand me? Maddie and Wood. Like I said, he's not going to keep talking to me like he don't want his daggone mind. I'm on the way now. I'm going ahead and leave y'all with something to get the weekend started off right for all the lovers that's been checking in, that you know, been listening to us and all that kinds of stuff. You understand me? Meeting in my bedroom by Sim. Y'all have a blessed night, and I'll see you here in a little bit. And, you know, it don't take that long to get to nowhere expected.
Y'all be safe out there in them streets. Stay away, and y'all women, stay away from them niggas that's like Matty Yam. You don't want none of that mess.
I pull up.
Stay in your life for a lifetime, not for a good time.
I'm on the way.
Still, 2G, 2000 watts. Getting ready, girl, and don't forget the